Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Born July 3rd in New Lisbon, Wisconsin. We first met him as the evil Clarence Boddicker in the 1987 classic, RoboCop. He went on to spend the better part of a decade portraying the eternally pissed off Red Foreman on that 70s show. He's gone on to appear on such series as Psych, Agent Carter, The Ranch, and Patriot. And these days you can see him on the new Epix original series, Perpetual Grace Limited. Please welcome, Kurtwood Smith.
Kurtwood, it's been a minute. How are you?
Good, Johnny. How are you?
Good, man. I'm excited to see this new Epix show, Perpetual Grace.
Oh, yeah, please do check it out. You'll really enjoy it. It's really a lot of fun. I don't know if you had a chance to check the last show that a number of us did called Patriot that's on Amazon, but it's the same creator and some of the same performers, and we just had a terrific time making it.
And you're just having fun, man. You can tell, like, you pick your roles, and I think that's just where you're at now. I think you pick them. I don't think you wait to see if you can get them. I think you're choosing these because these are perfect for you. These are that Kurtwood Smith, and it's fun to watch you do it.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Johnny. It is fun. I mean, that's exactly what it is. It's terrific to, and especially in this case, to work with a bunch of people I really like. It's why because I'd worked with a number of these people in Patriot for 2 years, and then when we started this show, there was just no question about my joining the cast because I had such a terrific time with them before. And the product is so good. It's one of the best shows I've ever done, and this show follows right in that same vein.
So. Well, there's a freedom to it now, right? Because these are no longer the same network claws that they would get into you before. Like, you guys, you know, it's such a great medium now. Like, all of this new digital world from Netflix to Epix and Amazon, you can do what you know you need to do to make it great.
That's absolutely right, and that's... That's why everybody says that it's the golden age of television.
It really is.
You know, it might sound like a cliche at this point, but it's absolutely true. There's, you know, it's almost impossible to watch all the good products that's on TV. Right?
It is. It is impossible.
There's seriously some good stuff, you know?
Well, you are. And I love the story. A young grifter, he's trying to con a pastor and his wife out of millions, but finds out how really dangerous they are. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, all right. And also the pastor and his wife happen to be con men themselves.
Right.
That's why they decide to go ahead and con him. And then they get themselves into a mess. And one of them is our sort of main character starts posing as one of the other people. And there's only one person in the near vicinity who knows who he is, and that's his Uncle Dave, and that's me. But
right.
Uncle Dave is not supposed to be in that town because he's just gotten out of prison for being a sexual predator. Now, in Dave's defense, and something that we see in the second episode, that Dave was wrongly accused and convicted. So
now we have our reluctant hero.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
and
love it.
So it's just fascinating. But that's just scratching the surface of it. There are so many other fascinating characters that come in and out of this piece. And, of course, the preacher that you're talking about that they're trying to take advantage of is being played by Ben Kingsley, you know, who is just fabulous. He's just fabulous in this, you know. I mean, they've only shown one episode last Sunday, and they're already talking about Sir Ben as an Emmy winner for his performance in the show.
Well, he's just got that thing, that formidable personality when you see him act, and just that, you know, you're not going to con him. I mean, you in real life, you're not going to con that guy. You know, like he's there's a certain
right. That's thing. Right.
And you, this is so real to me. Like to me, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. What?
I was saying that I. The thing about a show like this is I feel it's real. Like I go, I have a lot of feelings about televangelists and pastors. Not all, but I think there's a lot of grifters in themselves that go along and you can't get around those guys. They're better than you. That's why they're making that money.
That's right.
Great.
And especially in this case, he's, you know, we find out all kinds of secrets about him as the show goes along. And he is very serious dude, you know, in terms of the things that he has done in his past. So there's so much of that that happens throughout the show. As various characters, we find out about their past and relationships. And I'll tell you what's interesting, because you were talking about fathers and, you know, in particular Red Foreman,
sure,
the 70s show and all. And that's really what plays such an important part in this show is the relationship between children and their father in particular. It never ends, and it affects so many. It affects all of us one way or another, you know. Hopefully it affected us in a good way, but there are a whole lot of us that in which it was the other way around.
Well, you kind of get a clear version of it. Like when you're a kid, everything is romanticized. My father's the most incredible, and I still love my father more than any other man on this planet, but I see the humanity, I see the flaws, I see the good, the bad, and I still work every time I speak with him. I try to find a way for him to be proud of me. I still worry about it constantly.
That's all right, though, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely.
I think it's one of the things that drives us. It's one of the things that makes us want to be better people, either as a reflection of our father or, in some cases, of course, in many cases, it's the mother. We either want to be a reflection of that, or we want to go a different way.
Right.
We're all, in one way or another, reacting to our parents.
They're giving me the rap, Kurtwood, but I cannot wait to talk to you, because this is going to run season after season, I can tell now, as long as you guys wanted to go. Perpetual grace.
That's what we want to hear.
Let's stay in touch
with
you.
Thanks so much, Johnny. It was great talking to you.
You too, my friend. Take care. Have a great day. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.